Let's talk about what's happening in Highland Park. The president and the CEO of Ravinia joins us now, Jeff Hayden. And Jeff, before we get into the future, let's talk a little history about Ravinia. It is the longest running music festival in North America. What was it, 1904? Was that the opening year?
Good morning, Bob. Thanks so much for having me on here. Yes, Ravinia opened its gates in 1904, originally actually as an amusement park, with also featuring live music as well. It was built by the railroad investors of the electric Chicago-Milwaukee line.
Interesting, interesting history. And now you're finally getting around to, among other things, renovating the pavilion. It's kind of amazing that you haven't had to do that before now.
It is amazing. The original pavilion built in 1904 was built out of wood, and like all classic things in Chicago built out of wood, it seems like go through a fire. So it burned down in the late 40s, and the current pavilion that we know and love came on board in 1949. And while it's had some slight renovations over the years, nothing comprehensive. And as we all know, as anybody that's owned a home, after 75 years, there's a lot of deferred maintenance and update that needs to take place.
Yeah, and especially backstage, too. And with that being the only original structure at Ravinia dating back to the opening in 1904, I'm surprised that you've been able to get all the big acts in there that you have, because they need a lot of space for loading and a lot of equipment space too, don't they?
They do. This the 1949 pavilion that we know and love was actually, the stage was designed by the great ballet choreographer George Balanchine. So the stage is wide so you could dance across it, but it's not very deep. And if you've seen an orchestra concert there with the chorus, they're a little squished. When you see a pop show, sometimes they have to squish their front to back setup. And so we're going to have a much deeper stage and better lights and sound. And of course, much more comfortable and better seats with drink holders, which we're all looking forward to.
Haven't you already upgraded the sound system? I think it was James Taylor who commented on how great it was last summer, right?
You are so right. We bought a new sound system a couple of years ago, $2 million home stereo. How's that? We will be able to unlock more of the features once this renovation is complete. And already, as you said, James Taylor was raving about it.
The big question is, can you accomplish all this and still open up for the regular season next summer?
We are doing very well on our schedule right now. The entire pavilion is wrapped in sort of a winter construction wrap, and everything, all the seats, all the stage, all the walls are demolished. All the infrastructure is coming in, all those little pipes with wires and things like that. So they're moving fast and furious. We will be starting next summer a little bit later. Opening night in the pavilion will be in mid-July, July 11th, actually, with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and some special guests opening up. But we will also have a little teaser at the beginning of June in the Martin Theater, just to say hi at the beginning of the summer to everybody.
In addition to getting some upgraded technology, people will be more comfortable in the seats, too, won't they?
Absolutely. This is a big boon for the audience. There's going to be a lot of great seating options, cushions on the seats, permanent cushions, seat cup holders, updated VIP boxes, state-of-the-art accessibility for patrons. The lighting will be much better as well, the ingress and egress. And then also some special places to new spaces to meet and greet your favorite artists.
For people who want to contribute, they can actually name a seat, can't they?
We have a lot of families that have a lot of great memories at Ravinia. Even those that are on the lawn know that the experience doesn't happen without the pavilion. And so for a lot of holiday gifts, people are actually going onto our website at ravinia.org and putting a name of their family or a loved one a deceased relative on the seat, just to have their name part of Ravinia's legacy.
Yeah, you're busy this off season, but you are still doing doing some events in December. It's the Winter Weekend of Music, isn't it?
We are. That very first weekend of December, the 3rd through the 7th, we have Take Six. We have Hanukkah Music with the Klezmatics. We have special Christmas Cabaret with Kevin Cole, Canadian Brass, and a Charlie Brown Christmas. And so come and enjoy the winter wonderland at Ravinia at a time you're not used to coming here. It's really fun.
All the information at the Ravinia website. Well, you got your work cut out for you, but I know it's going to be better than ever come next summer. We are really looking forward to it. It's one of the great things about living in this area. Ravinia in Highland Park. Jeff Hayden, CEO. Good to catch up with you, Jeff. Hope to see you soon.
Thanks so much, and look forward to talking to you in March with our season announcement.
All right. We will be on it here.